I think we're off to a good start. I mean, we had in the very first meeting just laid out some objectives that we wanted. One of the biggest ones was to establish the tempo, how we were going to get out of the huddle, how we were going to fly around on both sides of the ball. So I think a lot of it is teaching them how to practice at a certain pace in a certain way to protect each other and to be good teammates, so we're not on the ground a lot and there's not a lot of contact. I think you need to, when you learn to practice that way, then you can get a lot done in shorts. I think there's some teams that don't get a lot done because they don't have a good feel for how to go at full speed but still protect each other. And then I think it was continuation of learning the system and learning the drills, getting to know their coaches, what the expectations are. So as I told them when we just broke down that we're getting ready to swim across the Atlantic and we've just taken one step in. I mean, that we have so far to go, but it was a good first step.
Will you sign Vince Young or Tyler Thigpen?
What we're going to do is we're going to, as a staff, evaluate the tape from today, and then we're going to have a meeting later, and we'll make that decision as far as whether it's Vince, Tyler, or it's also Zach Dials, who we brought in as well, the three guys that we brought in to try out for the camp. We'll make a decision on all three.
Mike, the time to pick up Phil Taylor's option is either tomorrow or Saturday. Are you guys going to pick up that option?
Yeah, that's something we've discussed, and then that'll be a part of the meeting again this afternoon. But that's something more for Ray. Anything that's contractual that has to do with the player in that sense, I'll defer that to Ray.
Would you worry at all if you guys don't do that, how his attitude might be laying out a season where the team's declined that season?
Yeah, I think if a player, and it hasn't occurred yet, so I'm not going to deal in a hypothetical situation, but that's something you certainly take into account when you have those option years.
Mike, generally speaking, how does being good on draft day, how much does that directly impact being good on the field?
Well, it's a player's league. I mean, it's when you look at it, it's coaches can only take affect it so much. So I think that. It's critical for us. I mean, for the personnel department, I mean, that's their Super Bowl. It's in the this year it's in May, but it's absolutely critical that we have a solid draft. We don't need to hit a grand slam. I think that we need to we get a chance to make some significant changes to the roster and some areas where we feel that there's a need, but I think we've done a good enough job, and we've talked about this already, is that we've really stabilized the ship in free agency, and we have the opportunity now, and when we're on the clock, that we can take the best player available.
Does Phil fit into your defense?
Yeah, Phil's explosive. He's got some pass rush ability, yet he's solid enough to be at the point of attack. So absolutely, he's a fit for us.
Have you made up your mind firmly of which of these quarterbacks you like in the draft, or are you still researching that?
No, I was a former quarterback. Does not make me a quarterback expert. So I have my opinions. Just got to spend time with all of them, a good amount of time. And we talk about the it factor a lot with quarterbacks, just that type of personality, those traits that you want to have in your quarterback, a guy that's confident and assertive and poised, that can handle teammates when they need to be handled, and things going on in the offensive huddle. I think that's important. And that was more what I was looking for than necessarily the mechanics part of it. That was more falls in the wheelhouse of Dal and Kyle in their evaluation. But I learned a lot along the way as far as what they're looking for and how to evaluate. So it was a great process, and I think we've done a good job getting the board stacked, and hopefully that it plays out the way we want it to on draft day.
When you pick Shanahan as your coordinator, you're picking his system and his expertise at the quarterback position. So will he have more input actually on that position in the draft than you?
As he should. He should. Yeah, I'm going to defer to an expert. I mean, I know what – I can say what a good one looks like, but there are times where I don't know if I can say why he's good. I mean, there are things that you're looking for, but as far as the technical part of it, that I'll certainly defer to him and Dow. And then as far as what they're looking for in the system. Now, the one thing about him, one of the reasons I hired him, is that his system is flexible, that he was able to be productive with a Matt Schaub, who wouldn't be on your list of mobile quarterbacks in the NFL, and then he was able to have a historic year with Robert Griffin, who's probably the most mobile. So he's flexible in what he can do as far as different types of quarterbacks. They come in all shapes and sizes, but I think we've gotten to the point where we're very much on the same page with what we're looking for.
Mike, what's your opinion on Manziel?
I'm not going to share draft opinions. I mean, that's just something that we agreed not to do, to get into get into talking about individual players. I mean, he's a special guy, but it's something I'm not going to. I don't want to go into too much detail as far as our opinion.
Gotcha. When you talk about that it factor, though, that you mentioned earlier, how does he have the it?
That's, again, I don't want to discuss him. I think it's pretty clear that of the guys out there he's probably one of the ones you talk about first. But I just won't go into details as far as our opinions.
Mike, when you said the first day at camp, what you liked what you saw from Schwartz on film. Don't see that as an urgent priority in this draft. I mean, it's very likely that one of the highest ranked tackles are going to be there for you on your board. So is that going to be a tough decision, or have you guys made that decision?
We've talked about all the scenarios and how it would affect our roster. I mean, when you have this extra time, it drives you nuts. I was here till 11 o'clock last night going through scenarios. So I could probably deal with not hearing that word for a while. So we've talked about the trade up, the trade back. If we sit there, who do we take? How does that board play out? Are the grades close enough that now we can lean a little bit more towards need than towards best player if the grades are close? So all the scenarios. I think it's been ad nauseum, and we still have more time to go. So so it's not done yet.
Are you of the opinion that? Do you like the extra 2 weeks, or would you like to see it go back to April?
I thought I'd like the extra 2 weeks. Being hired as the last staff put together, thought that would help us. But I think we were very efficient with our preparation, and not having the players in, as much as coaches complain about that, I think that really helped us as coaches kind of crystallize our off season, that we could focus just on free agency, we could focus on the draft and get that stuff knocked out. It's tough waiting this long, because then it kind of pushes everything back towards the summer. Your rookie camps push back, all those things. I think if you, the general consensus and coaches I've talked to is would prefer it to be back in April.
Mike, Tom Dimitroff has talked about having some meaningful talks with some teams, and they're talking about wanting to trade up. Are you guys one of the teams that they've maybe had some meaningful talks
with? Well, I think all the teams in the top 10, to be honest with you. I know the phones have been ringing off the hook. I just think all the teams in the top have really talked, and I know that they've always been a franchise that's been especially recently been active as far as moving up. So I can't speak for Ray. I mean, I would guess the answer is yes, but I can't confirm that, because I just know there's been a lot of calls going both directions.
What have the last 3 days told you about Brian Hoyer, and has anything in your thought process concerning him changed over the last 3 days based on what you've seen out?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. I think he's been, just as far as his preparation, how he approached the practice field, how he interacted with the other players, it was as we expected and then some. And I said this the other day, that he's the ultimate competitor, still, even today, wanted to jump out there and take some 11-on-11 reps. We'd like to think that maybe by the June camp he could do it, but that'll be purely a medical decision at that point.
Mike, is there the possibility of bringing in another quarterback or two to look at before camp?
I would say it's a possibility. We'll probably hold off on any of those, thinking about anything like that till after the draft, and we see how that plays out.
Mike, as a first-time head coach, how much does it factor in all the sort of hoopla and hype that a Johnny Manziel would bring with him?
I don't want to really discuss it. Just one. I mean, I know that he's kind of a galvanizing type guy, but it's a hypothetical thing. What if he comes here? How would we deal with it? So that's something I'd rather talk about if it indeed happens.
Mike, you said a couple times that, you know, the staff would like Mingo to gain weight, to get stronger, to get bigger. Yesterday he said, you know, the coaches are comfortable with my weight. They're happy with it. So is there a disconnect there? I mean, where are you guys at?
I wouldn't say there's a disconnect. We're not going to try to artificially blow him up. But at the same time, we want to have him on a program where he is between lifting and natural intake of the diet that he's on, it'll be a gradual thing. It doesn't have to be overnight. And I just think this is the natural maturation process of his second year in the NFL. And I think I can't speak for the strength and conditioning program was here, but we have definite ideas on how we want to handle him. But everything will be, it's not just him. Every player will be assessed as far as their body weight, their body composition. More importantly, we purchased a bod pod that measures their body fat percentage. And I think that's important that they know how much lean muscle mass they have, how much fat are they carrying, and then have an ideal plan for them moving forward. Do they need you actually have some guys that believe it or not, that don't have enough fat, that are too skinny, that affects them some ways. We have to change them a little bit. Most of the guys are on the other end where they need to decrease it some.
And Mike, you talked about offensive linemen playing different positions. Greco, you want him just strictly at right guard now?
I think now's the time of the year, and I'll get with the offensive staff. We're getting ready to go through essentially what we did when we first got hired was to evaluate the roster. So we're basically going to hit the reset button with that. We're going to evaluate these 3 days, write up all the players again. We have a grading scale. We'll go ahead and grade each player now, just like we would grade a guy that we were evaluating as a free agent, and then redo our depth chart and then kind of see where we are moving forward if we want to have a guy that we want to move around. But I think it's important now as a staff, and I think that will help us with Ray moving forward going into the draft to kind of get another snapshot of what does our roster look like at the moment. So that'll be a big discussion for us as far as where we see the offensive line, and based on, you know, Coach DeLeon and Coach Mulder's evaluations, whether those guys are capable of moving and playing some other spots.
Can you complete that before the draft, before Thursday?
They're going to be working on it this afternoon.
Gordon had a real eye-opening season last year. What have you seen from him in your limited interaction off the field to indicate he can sustain that?
That he's a special player. That he's a guy that I think can change a game. That you're always looking defensively. You're always going to evaluate the wideouts. Is this a guy that we have to double? And he's certainly put it on tape last year and has shown more than a few flashes of it in these 3 days. Of that ability, and I think that affects the defense. If he could have a very low production game, if teams are just rolling their coverage to him, but the effect that has on the rest of the defense and the benefit that you have offensively, and I know that's tough for those wideouts when teams are quote unquote taking them away, but the one thing that Kyle's offense has done for years is they found ways to get the ball to the X receiver, and you just look at the production over time. It's been pretty consistent, pretty consistently high. So that's something that I know Josh was fired up when he saw the statistics of the wide receivers in Kyle's offense.
How about off the field? Does he show the drive he needs?
He's been great in the weight room, around the building. I mean, he's been outstanding. I've had several really good conversations with him since he's been here.
These 3 days, did you see any of the flashes of the Vince Young that was third pick in the draft and won 31 games?
Yeah, there were a few. He took off and ran for a first down. We just finished up a rack of third down plays here. You could tell he's very rusty. I was just joking with him the other day that it was falling off and rust was falling off in large clumps. But he flashed a couple times through a nice long ball the other day. But he's... Again, you don't realize how big he is till you stand next to him. We talk about all these 6'5", 11 quarterbacks in the draft, and then he comes walking out. I say, "Well, that's what they're supposed to look like."
What are you looking for in that position? Just a guy, or a guy to run practice, or a guy that you can win with if you have to?
Well, I think any quarterback you bring on your roster, you have to make the assumption that they will have to play at some point. And that's why when I thought Hoyer had the perfect answer when he said, hey, I don't care whether I'm the third, the fourth, I'm going to prepare as if I'm the guy that's going to play. And you look at the history of the league, and just look at what happened to us when I was in Buffalo a year ago, that we ended up, you know, that we lost Cobb in preseason and EJ's playing. We ended up down to our fourth quarterback. I mean, it's with as big and as strong and as hard as the defensive guys hit nowadays, that you got to be deep at that position. I think it's more so than in the past.
Mike, is
time for just a couple more
what
guys?
What are the most distinctive traits of Hoyer as a quarterback?
Well, we talk about the it factor. That's one. But I think he's a better passer than people have given him credit for. The one thing that jumped out at me this camp was his accuracy. And having gone and worked the quarterbacks out, and then it was nice to come back here and Kyle and Dal put the quarterbacks through the exact same drills that we did when we went out and worked the quarterbacks out. And it was nice to see that, to be able to compare him to those other quarterbacks. And the one thing that really jumped out to me was how accurate he is with the football.
Is Burleson dealing with an injury, or is he not here for another reason?
Yeah, he was. He spoke to me. He's in good standing with us. That he wasn't here today. He's okay.
Mike, you worked for Billick and Rex, who are both question. Pretty open coaches. Can you just talk about your thinking about closing the minicamp?
Closing them as far as that was a decision that we just made as an organization that in year one that we wanted to be that I think in years to come. That will be adjusted. We just wanted to kind of keep things a little closer to the vest in year one.